President Bush was in West Virginia today speaking to fellow Republicans at a retreat. He unveiled a pension reform plan and urged corporate America to take greater responsibility for its actions. Without mentioning Enron by name, the president proposed giving workers more flexibility to sell their company's stock when it's held in a 401k retirement plan. Democrats in Congress have already made a reform proposal that is more restrictive than the president's. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The president's move is largely seen as a response to the Enron debacle. Enron did not permit workers to sell the stock that the company contributed to their 401ks until they were 50 years old. Today, President Bush announced reforms that would make that illegal in order to protect the retirement savings of American workers.
The proposal I'll submit to Congress and work with members here in this room will allow workers to sell company-contributed stock and diversify into other investment options after 3 years.
The president would impose new restrictions on so-called blackout periods during which employees cannot sell stock, and he'd relax restrictions that prohibit employers from arranging for financial advice for their employees, 42 million of whom currently hold $2 trillion in 401k accounts. Unlike some proposals in Congress, the Bush reforms would not place a cap on the amount of company stock a worker chooses to hold in a retirement fund.
I decide to start taking $5 every 2 weeks out of my paycheck.
For the past 22 years, Loretta Hartgrave has been buying shares of her employer's stock. She works at a Walmart store in Rogers, Arkansas. And over time, as she's gone from a checkout clerk to a manager of the ladies' lingerie section, she's bought as much stock as she could through Walmart's various retirement and profit-sharing programs. She says she has enough to retire now at age 44.
I probably have around $1 million. I have a 3-bedroom brick home in Lowell, which is a small town, which is about 7 miles from Rogers, where I work. It's all paid for.
It worked out well for Hartgrave, but having all your savings in one stock is very risky. It's been widely reported that the Enron workers were not allowed to sell their stock, but that's only the case for the stock Enron contributed to their 401ks. With the stock rising so rapidly, many employees chose to buy many more shares in Enron for their retirement accounts that they could have sold at any time outside of a brief lockup period. When things started to unravel, top executives allegedly misled employees, giving them hope that the stock would recover. And so the Bush proposal might not have helped some Enron workers, since they held on to stock that they could have sold during much of the downward spiral. But legislation from Democratic Senators Barbara Boxer and John Corzine would go farther and block workers from holding more than 20% of any one stock in their 401k. Senator Boxer.
We ought to make sure that these are safe, safe, safe retirement funds.
Senator Boxer argues that since the government is giving employees and companies large tax breaks, it has the right to manage the risk, like it already does for more traditional pension funds. But critics of the Boxer legislation say it's an overreaction that places too many restrictions on companies and that takes away people's rights. Corey Rosen is executive director of the nonprofit National Center for Employee Ownership. He worries that the Boxer-Corzine bill could backfire by trying to force companies to give cash instead of stock to match employees' 401k contributions.
And I don't think that you want to discourage companies from making those matches in company stock, because I think you'd probably see significantly lower matches in a large number of companies.
That would, of course, hurt workers by limiting contributions to their 401ks. Rosen says the Bush and Boxer proposals are responding to a real need. He says in companies that offer their own stock in 401k plans, employees have an average of 32% of their assets in their own company's stock, and that's too much. Chris Arnold, NPR News.